"You should wear a dress," my mother said to me, bringing green beans and creamed pearl onions to the table. 30 years old, and you're still dressing in those teeny bopper outfits. How will you ever catch a nice man like that? I don't want a man. I had one, and I didn't like it. That's because your husband was a horse's behind, Grandma Mazur said. I agreed. My ex-husband had been a horse's behind, especially when I'd caught him flagrante delicto on the dining room table with Joyce Barnhart. I heard Loretta Buzik's boy is separated from his wife, my mother said. You remember him? Ronald Buzik? I knew where she was heading, and I didn't want to go there. I'm not going out with Ronald Buzik, I told her. Don't even think about it. So what's wrong with Ronald Buzik? Ronald Buzik was a butcher. He was balding, and he was fat. And I suppose I was being a snob about the whole thing, but I found it hard to think in romantic terms about a man who spent his days stuffing giblets up chicken butts. My mother plunged on. All right, then how about Bernie Kuntz? I saw Bernie Kuntz in the dry cleaners, and he made a point about asking for you. I think he's interested. I could invite him over for coffee and cake. With the way my luck was running, probably my mother had already invited Bernie, and at this very moment he was circling the block popping Tic Tacs. I don't want to talk about Bernie, I said. There's something I need to tell you. I have some bad news. I'd been dreading this and had put it off for as long as possible. My mother clapped a hand to her mouth. You found a lump in your breast. No one in our family had ever found a lump in their breast, but my mother was ever watchful. My breast is fine. The problem is with my job.
What about your job?
I don't have one. I got laid off.
Laid off? She said on a sharp inhale. How could that happen? It was such a good job. You loved that job.
I'd been a discount lingerie buyer for E.E. Martin, and I'd worked in Newark, which isn't exactly the garden spot of the Garden State. In truth, it had been my mother who had loved the job, imagining it to be glamorous, when in reality I'd mostly haggled over the cost of full-fashion nylon underpants. E.E. Martin wasn't exactly Victoria's Secret.